welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a progressive rock group's movie theme that featured studio help from a member of Toto on drums and Three Eagles on background vocals. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will dust off an old 78 by a blues artist that is believed to have recorded somewhere in the neighborhood of 335 78 RPM records. Later, we will examine a song inspired by a jazz band playing to a near-empty pub in England. The confident claim made by one of the musicians while playing for that tiny audience is now a phrase known to the entire rock world. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate the extraordinary teamwork that 7 separate musicians employed to blend into a single unit and record a song that hit number 1 on 2 of the 3 major singles charts in the United States. But first, just as we do each week, we will begin with a record that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then ran aground. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a talented vocalist and multi-instrumentalist who was previously a part of 3 legendary rock acts, the Spencer Davis Group, Traffic, and Blind Faith. Before he joined the Spencer Davis Group at age 15, this musician had already been making appearances on stage with his father and brother since the age of 8. When he finally went solo, he truly went solo. He played all the instruments, wrote all the music, and produced and engineered the album Ark of a Diver completely by himself. From a peak at number 10 in Cashbox and number 7 in Billboard, that was Steve Winwood perched at number 40 for 1 week with While You See a Chance, a single that became a hit thanks to early radio support from WCMF Rochester, WXRT Chicago, and KWST in Los Angeles.
All Universe Top 40. Number 20.
Now we are up to a song by a five-man rock act from Philadelphia called the A's. With this song, they should have, at the very least, reached number 20 across the board. And when it was first released, it appeared that it was going to do even better than that. Their hometown FM rock station, WMMR, gave the song early spins, as did KGB FM in San Diego. Let's listen to the A's doing a top 20 hit that should have been. Song called Grounded that incorporated enough of twist and shout to generate a co-writing credit for Burt Burns. Those were the A's, appropriately from Philadelphia.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a song that was never released as a single in the United States, but as an album track, reached number 11 on both the WNEW Radio Report from New York and the KOME San Jose Album Tracks chart. The song also reached number 11 on the Billboard Lyric Find chart a number of years after its 1979 release. The song itself was inspired by a near-summer encounter between the song's composer and a girl upon whom he had developed a crush while at school. The very night that he stared at the moon with his crush, that young songwriter decided to make rock and roll music his life.
It's just the normal noises in here.
Thank you.
cameo appearance by heartbreaker Mike Campbell's wife, Marcy, who responded to Mike's complaint about a washing machine interrupting his home demo by telling him, quote, "It's just the normal noises in here," close quote. That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at number 11 with Even the Losers. In 1992, folk legend Joan Baez recorded an album for Virgin Records in Nashville with producers Wally Wilson and Kenny Greenberg. While those three handled most of the guitars, the bass was played by Willie Weeks. On drums was Chad Cromwell, who, as you may recall, co-wrote the Rob Junkless song Make It Mean Something that we played a couple of months ago. And also contributing to Joan's incredible album was keyboardist Mike Lawler, who was half of the duo Lawler and Cobb, responsible for the song Ready or Not that we played a few weeks ago. Again, it does sometimes seem that all music is indeed connected. These familiar musicians certainly helped Joan Baez out on our song at number 10.
Blinding rain and seeking truth but not perfection. I saw my father's face again. Father, Father, can you hear me? Through this world of thoughts unsaid.
Album Play Me Backwards, which was nominated for a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Recording. That was Joan Baez and The Edge of Glory.
Number 9, Number nine.
Now we are up to a song that really did reach number 9 in Los Angeles on the Cashbox Regional Album Action Chart. And it is from the same movie that featured There's a Place in the World for a Gambler by Dan Fogelberg that we played recently. That movie was FM from 1978. This track is the title track to the movie, composed by Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. According to Donald Fagen, quote, "We wrote a song that would sound good with big production and an overdub of strings that would sound good coming out of movie theater speakers," close quote. The song took a day or two to write and was recorded at Capitol Studios almost as quickly as it had been written. Jazzman Pete Chrisley blew a memorable tenor sax, and Walter Becker handled the bass and guitar solos. Toto's Jeff Beccaro on drums, and Eagles' Glenn Frey, Don Henley, and Timothy B. Schmidt on backing vocals. That was Steely Dan with FM, a song that went to number 9 in Los Angeles, number 1 in Spain, but peaked at number 24 on the Cashbox chart and number 22 in Billboard.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Modern and Great should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is modern and great, and it certainly should have reached number 8. And while the recording we are going to play is from 2002, the song itself was written by Jesse Colin Young in 1969 for the Youngbloods. They released the song twice as a single, and both times it failed to make the top 40 on any of the major charts. In 1969, it reached number 124 in Billboard, and in 1970, it did slightly better and made it up to number 86. Following those releases, various different cover versions of the song kept popping up. In 1971, Mott the Hoople recorded it. In 1976, Ian Matthews did. And in 1980, Eric Burdon released his version. In 1994, Screaming Trees recorded their version for the soundtrack of the movie True Lies. But in 2002, the voice of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, did a version for his solo album, Dreamland. And his cover reached number 27 on the Billboard Rock Tracks chart, but we believe that it should have at least made it up to number 8.
Darkness, darkness, long and lonesome is the day.
Should have reached number 8. That was Robert Plant and his version of Darkness, Darkness.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is a single by one of the most prolific blues artists of his era, Tampa Red. Between 1928 and 1942, he recorded 251 78 RPM records. Altogether, it is believed that he put 335 songs onto 78s. Because most of his singles were released before Billboard magazine began tracking blues sales figures, accurate statistics on him are not fully available. Tampa Red was born as Hudson Woodbridge on January 8, 1903 in Smithfield, Georgia. Not long after his birth, both of his parents died. He moved to Tampa, Florida to be raised by his aunt and grandmother and began using their surname, Whitaker. As a youngster, Hudson was taught blues licks on the guitar by an old street musician named Piccolo Pete. After perfecting those licks and developing his own slide technique, he moved to Chicago to become a professional blues man using the name Tampa Red. He accompanied Ma Rainey, Georgia Tom, and Frankie Jackson with his Hokum Jug Band. He signed with Victor Records and made solo recordings while also backing artists such as Memphis Minnie and Sonny Boy Williamson One. During this period, he was considered to be prosperous. He provided rehearsal space and lodging for aspiring blues musicians who came to Chicago from the Mississippi Delta. In 1942, Tampa hit number 4 on the Harlem Hit Parade, a precursor to the Rhythm and Blues chart with the single, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. When the Rhythm and Blues chart was actually established, he had a top 10 with When Things Go Wrong With You in 1949. Sadly, in 1953, Tampa's wife passed away. Heartbroken, he began to drink far too much and was considered by many sources to have become an alcoholic after she died. By the time he passed away at age 77, he was completely destitute. Nevertheless, his recordings remain, and this one, When Things Go Wrong With You, is our little slice of heaven at number 7.
I can't be happy, mama, for being so blue. When you keep on worrying the way you do, when things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. That man you love, darling, he don't want you around. Why'd you make love with Tampa, darling, and let's jump the town. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. That man don't love you, darling, told Tampa so. He said it was only jiving you, darling. He said he was loving a gal next door. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. Oh, but it do. Dogging you till it gonna make Tampa mad, and then Tampa gonna get something from him, darling. Your man didn't know he had.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you,
yes,
it hurts me too.
Our little slice of heaven at number 7. That was Tampa Red with When Things Go Wrong With You. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Wilson from Canada heard our 6070 kilohertz broadcast on a web SDR out of the Netherlands. He reports a little static, but it was mostly clear. And he says, cheers. Well, Wilson, we send cheers back to you, and we appreciate your listening to us on shortwave. Julia from Antwerp heard us on Mixcloud. She hopes we're having a great summer. Well, Julia, we hope you are having a great summer too, and we thank you for listening to us. Are you able to hear us? If so, please send your questions, comments, or reception reports in an email to us at john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. This legendary 4-man rock act has certainly done that. However, the studio sessions for this particular track involved a couple of notable additions to their familiar lineup of Robbie Krieger on guitar, John Densmore on drums, Ray Manzarek on keyboards, and Jim Morrison on vocals. On this song, instead of Manzarek playing a keyboard bass with his left hand, guitarist Lonnie Mack played bass guitar, and the harmonica was played by John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful. And instead of the customary organ or electric piano, Manzarek played the same tack piano used by the Beach Boys for Pet Sounds and Good Vibrations. When this song was actually released as a single in 1970, it only reached number 50. Nevertheless, with its 31 million views on YouTube, it has certainly outperformed almost every other song in history that peaked at number 50. Here are The Doors. Bonus hit at number 6, those were The Doors getting a little help on Roadhouse Blues from Lonnie Mack and John Sebastian.
Number 5.
My name is John McMullen and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Back in 1990, Arista Records released an album called Relentless by Michelle Malone and Drag the River. At various times prior to their album being released, the act was sometimes known just as Michelle Malone, and sometimes just as Drag the River. While most of the instruments on their album were handled within the band, the first single, Big Black Bag, featured a studio guest on Hammond organ. And who might that have been? That's right, the ever-present Jack Holder.
I'm doing Kyrie.
Coming in at number 5, that was Michelle Malone and Drag the River with their debut Arista single, Big Black Bag.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means we are going to play a song that did considerably better in England than it did in the United States. In England, the song peaked at number 5. In the United States, it reached number 18. In France and Spain both, it hit number 1. Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime was a song that took James Warren 15 minutes to write on a piano. Later, his synth pop band, the Corgis, added layers of synthesizers while producer David Lord scored a string arrangement. Additionally, following each chorus, there is a passage played on an 18-stringed ancient Chinese zither, an instrument called a guzheng, that has been, in one form or another, making music for over 2,500 years.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
Several Korg synthesizers, a studio string section, and the ancient Chinese zither known as a guzheng, those were the Corgis at number 4 with Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Deptford, England. The four-man rock act Dire Straits emerged from the clubs of a section of London known as Deptford in the late 70s. And the song that helped them emerge from Deptford was inspired by Mark Knopfler witnessing a jazz band playing in a basically deserted pub in his hometown. At the end of that jazz band performance, their lead singer very confidently told the tiny audience that they had been watching a performance by, quote, the Sultans of Swing, close quote. A demo of the song inspired by that quote found its way into the hands of a disc jockey named Charlie Gillette, who played it in heavy rotation on Radio London. This led to a recording contract for the band and sessions that were produced by Muff Winwood, the brother of Steve Winwood that we heard earlier at number 40. When Sultans of Swing was released as a single, its best chart peak was in South Africa, where it reached number 3. We believe that it should have reached number 3 in the United States on the Billboard, Record World, and Cashbox charts.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky-tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. In their platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Thank you.
are the Sultans.
We are the Sultans of Swing.
Our three from way downtown. That was Mark Knopfler and his signature solo of a lifetime, rounding out the debut single by Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we are going to play a song that we think should have gone to number one. And it's a song that didn't chart at all in the United States and only reached number 73 in England as a single. Nevertheless, it sounds like a number one song, which is not necessarily what one would expect from the former frontman of the American punk act Husker Du. Nevertheless, following the demise of Husker Du, singer and guitarist Bob Mould joined up with former Mercyland bassist David Barbie and drummer Malcolm Travis to form the band known as Sugar. After rehearsing in REM's practice space, they were quickly signed by Rykodisc and promptly released Copper Blue, a top 10 album in England that the New Musical Express called Album of the Year. Their next album did even better on the charts there and reached number 7. It actually charted at number 50 in the United States, and it contained the song Believe What You're Saying, which we think should have gone to number 1. Here is Sugar.
Thank you.
2 with a song that should have gone to number 1. That was Sugar and Believe What You're Saying. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, and it is a song that reached number 1 in Record World and Cashbox. However, in Billboard, it only reached number 3. But every element of this song is exactly what it should be, and that's what makes it a Hall of Perfection track. A few months ago, we heard the 7-man rock act Three Dog Night with the song Out in the Country, which featured their 3 vocalists singing in unison, with Danny Hutton's voice being the most prominent in the mix. For this song, the lead was handled by gifted vocalist Corey Wells. While it has been well documented that Three Dog Night generally recorded material from songwriters outside the group, Corey Wells took this 1973 Daniel Moore composition about a mythical kingdom of peace and made it his own. But this record featured teamwork that went beyond just the lead vocal. Michael Alsup's guitar work was instantly recognizable, and the steady drumming of Floyd Sneed included a few random cowbell strikes that were right where they needed to be. And then there was that harmony, those sweeping ahs and oohs that Danny, Corey, and Chuck did so well.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain.
Perfection track at number 1. That was Three Dog Night and Shambhala, a song that really did go to number 1 in Record World and Cashbox. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.